really proud of our guys today. You know, obviously, you know, coming off the back-to-back losses on the road and then how they happened, and, you know, you got to keep getting up. And our guys really are tough-minded, and they're trying to do all the right things. We were practicing better, even going into the Navy game. We're playing better offense in practice. You could see, like, it was starting to come, starting to gel. And then we obviously struggled, you know, out of the gate. And but to come back, you know, we came back. We gave them pretty much a day off on Thursday. Had a great practice yesterday. And then I wasn't surprised that we played well. I do think Bucknell is a very good team. I think they're terrific. They are an outstanding offensive team. Oh my God, the kid Williamson is a tremendous player. He's a pro. I don't know if he's an NBA player, but he's someone that they're gonna have their eye on. Anybody that can shoot the way he does and put the ball on the floor and then in the post, I mean, he's a handful. We had to kind of switch up defenses just to try to contain them, and they still shot 57% in the second half. They were really difficult to guard, and that's the thing that I thought when the game was going on. I was, you know, we were down, but even when we were close, I'm like, we're not really impacting the game the way that our team, like, there's a way that we win, and I was telling them, we were on the bench, and I was like, okay, we win games like this. So, like, the last 10 minutes of the game was more like how we win. It was, you know, it was a lot of toughness plays. It was grimy. It was dirty. You know, we executed. We, you know, even though we didn't have the lead at times, I felt better. But before that, I was like, we were scoring, but we weren't really impacting the game on the defensive end. So we had to change the defense to see if we could. I was hoping the zone could slow them down, but we really weren't able to do that. So we just kind of switched up our man coverage, kind of went to switching everything, and then blitzing him. And we were able to kind of get into a rhythm defensively just enough to, you know, to win the game.
Offensively, what was better today?
Just everything. You know, you watched us play. It's like insane to think we played like that, and then we just threw up 85 points. It's like insane. But that's kind of like, I can't blame them. Like, my teams have been a little erratic sometimes offensively early in league play especially. And I got to figure that out. But I do think once we kind of get into a groove, we're a completely different team. And we're capable of being very good. You know, that's a good win against a great team. And you got to be able to score. You can't score in the 50s and 40s and think you're going to win consistently. And so we've got just the chemistry, I think, is starting to happen. They're starting to understand and look for each other and, you know, how to impact the game and when to throw it into the post. And those guys were able to kind of, you know, we had a little bit of, you know, without Williamson in the game at times, we had some mismatches in terms of what we could do with Otto, and then, you know, we were able to kind of play bigger. Ben definitely got some minutes, which is good. I want to play that dude every game. You know, if he can get 10 minutes every game, that's good for us. But we're going to have to learn how to play when he's, like, Colgate did a great job of taking advantage of our size. We're going to have to figure that out when people try to take advantage of how we play. And then offensively, people are playing us a certain way, and we have to learn how to take advantage of that. Tonight, we did a good job of that, but everybody's just kind of packing it in, making it hard for us to throw it in, and then our offense is just getting bogged down, and we've got to learn how to, you know, tonight was good. We played a little loose, a little freer, and that helped us.
You said after Lehigh that you want to be in the 70s offensively.
Yeah.
Like, is that still like the mark you want to get?
Yeah, I think we've got to get close to that, man. Yeah. You know, 67, 68 consistently, I think that puts you in a place where you can win. And then if you're a good defensive team, and you can rebound the ball, you're right there. Now, the turnovers are the thing that, you know, we had 13 tonight in an overtime game. You know, still too many, but manageable. Mm-hmm. You know, Asmar had 3, and then Mike had 3. And I think the way they got them, we have to help those guys, because they can't, like, we're kind of, certain guys are turning the ball over the same way, And so we got to just, so that number, if that number goes down, I really think if we figure out our offensive woes like we did tonight, we can defend and rebound at a pretty high level. We got a lot of size. We got depth. We have enough to really make a run at this thing. But those things are going to have to, like, we're going to have to show that we can consistently score, and then we're going to have to show that we can consistently not turn it over. And I do think the last point I would say is the free throw shooting. You know, that has to, like last year we led the league. We just started playing better, and then we started making free throws like today, you know. And so those are the things that are the things that if we can consistently do those things, I like us. I really do. I like our team.
I don't know if you saw, but this was a game, great win first off, but you guys trailed for the almost all of the actual regulation period, 36 yep. minutes trailing. How are you able to, as a coach, you know, keep the spirits up, keep the players going, and letting them know, hey guys, we have the fight for this, we can win like we saw tonight?
Yeah,
because it gets a little bit disheartening potentially at times. What are you as a coach doing to
so on the road it's been harder mm-hmm. for me to I think at times they feel like overwhelmed, and they feel they're not as confident, and so we have to get through that. Here it's a little bit easier. They seem to be able to kind of respond quicker when things aren't, and they stay on the road. We've really have struggled with that, and so that's my challenge now, is can I lead better on the road and help them work through those tough moments. Here at home, it's not been a problem.
They're tough kids.
I think they get very discouraged with their individual play at times, and I think that kind of just spirals down. You know, you need someone that, first of all, we need someone that's playing better, that we can kind of feed off of, than a guy like Miles or a guy like Otto or a guy like Malcolm. Like, someone's got to tip the scale for us on the road and settle everybody else down, because they're playing right now. No one's been playing good. Asma's been our best role player in the last two games. You can't, you know, I love it, but for a freshman to be, and he's been very consistent with what he's been able to do the last three games.
Do you think that's kind of a product of, you know, still having a younger team? I mean, obviously they all have one extra year on their belt, but I mean, a lot of these guys are like juniors.
It's wild, man. It's wild. Coaching. You pretty much never know. Sometimes you never know what's going to, like, did I ever think that would be an issue? No. But I do think this. I do think this. I do think, and I'm not making excuses for them, but I do think with all what we went through in the preseason and non-conference, this group is a little different, like knock on what Nico's been able to kind of play. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he's feeling better physically. Mm-hmm. That's a difference, you know? Then Otto was out, now he's back. That's a difference. Then we lose Matai and Ben Palacios. You know, like, and then some of our better players have been younger, Mike and Kai. It's so that, like, it's a different team. It's not. And I think we're moving towards the team that left the floor last year. We're looking more like that team. But for a while, we weren't. And that's the thing that I like, not to make excuses, like, I have to be able to work through that quicker than I have and figure things out.
And lastly for me, just Ben Palacios, like, what's up with
him? I think he had a concussion, and he's more like day-to-day, you know. But then, like, he was a guy that was playing in every game. Matai was a guy that was playing in every game. Like, it's been a lot of guys in and out, and then we don't have Ethan. And so some of this has been, like, it's different if all right, you lose Ethan, you lose Matai, you lose this guy, they're lost for the season from day one, or they graduate. All right, then you know what you got. Then you're playing with that team. By now, you figure some things out. It wouldn't look like this if we lost one guy that was like, dude, at one point we lost four starters to start the year. It was crazy.
I told this to Miles, actually. Last year, you guys used five total starting lineups. This year, through the first 12, you used five already. So just to prove your point even more. Like,
it's been a little wild. Figuring things out, but like, I really believe in this team. Like, I do, it was hard. Like, the Navy game was, man, I was distraught. I'm not gonna lie, like, I was in the hotel room, like, what is going on? This is, but then you I mean this, like, when I take the emotion out of it and the way that a loss like that makes you feel, when I calm down and then I watch the film and I watch practice and I know the type of guys we have, I felt completely different on Friday than I did Wednesday night. Wednesday night I was out of my mind.
Coach,
and that's what this does to you. It can beat the crap out of you because you put so much emotion into it and you put your energy into it and your whole, and then when it doesn't work out or you play that bad, it can gut you. So think about being a kid. That's what happens, and then you got to be able to overcome that. It's hard. It's not easy. That's why I give these guys a lot of credit. We've been able to do that at home. Now we've got to prove that we can do it on the road.
Coach, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're big on prioritizing, you know, when you have a bad game or bad ass, it's just like flush down the toilet and then wake up the next day and just get back at it. What are some of the things that, you know, you kind of do day to day with this team to kind of ensure that?
Yeah, I think just reassuring guys that they can do it. Like if you, like I, so today I watch film, so I watch film with, like usually the assistants watch film with individual players that are in their position.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I have to do something. I can't keep doing the same stuff. So I took some of those guys and I just watched positive clips with them. And I was like, bro, this is who you are. Like, this is how you play. This is just, we've got to kind of reinforce the positive. And to be honest with you, I got to be honest. Like, I think I'm fairly positive. I think they would say, like, fairly, I can't say I'm like overly positive. And so I feel like when I am, there's an impact. And so they need to hear that more from me. They need to be reassured more from me than they are at times. Even in the battle, I've got to be there. I've got to be more supportive of helping them work through some of the things that they're going through because they want to win. Like they really want to win and they want to do it together. And then when it doesn't work out, I think at times we have a hard time handling that on the road when it's not working out.
Yeah, Coach, the last question for me. I mean, obviously consistency is a big part in like today's game in basketball and really like, you know, any sport. How do you kind of, you know, seeing this, the rest of the season like play out in terms of like that aspect? I mean, you guys heat up last year, the last 5-6 games. Do you kind of forecast something similar or?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think I would say this. If we practice the way we've been practicing, there's no question we're gonna get better results because it's the way we practiced yesterday. I was like, oh, you okay? Like we were hooping. So it translated today. And so if we practice that way, eventually I think we'll get to the point where we're going on the road and we play our game.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how they play or what they do, we can go make the plays. And so it's all about our day-to-day preparation that gets us to the point where we can get more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm focused on right now.
Not really a question. I just think you said it perfectly. We forget with how big and grand college basketball is that these are, you know, teenagers. I do very much, and I think the positive mentality is a great point. Not a question.
I think that's the key. You know, sometimes you, as I've gotten to be an older coach, I've recognized more about that. When I was a younger coach, I could not. I was much more in my own emotion.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Appreciate it.